This is St. Louis Public Radio. Jails across the country are required to provide medical care to prisoners who are serving a sentence or waiting on a trial. But in St. Louis, the family of one former inmate says jail employees refused to give him seizure medication. He died the next morning. In this first segment of a two-part look at health care in local jails, Duri Buscarin reports.
Charletta Chambly has lost two loved ones in St. Louis jails. The first, she says, was her brother. The second, her son, Malik.
He was a happy kid. He was good. Yeah. I hadn't had a good time in my life.
Malik Coleman Chambly was 21, a father of two. He also had chronic seizures, which he kept at bay with 1,000 milligrams of Keppra in the morning and at night. His girlfriend, Jerlisha Boyd, says he took it like clockwork.
If he missed that, he'd go into like four or five seizures. He had to have the medicine.
In January of last year, city police arrested Malik at a probation office. St. Louis County police say they had asked for him to be booked so they could investigate him on suspicion of promoting child porn. His family thinks he was framed. Regardless, he never had a hearing. That night, Boyd says, Malik called and told her that guards at the St. Louis City Justice Center refused to give him his seizure medication.
He said they didn't give it to him. He said, I asked the guard a lot of times for my medicine. And she looked at him and said, well, I don't care. You're going to be shaking like a fish out of water.
The next morning, Malik's body was found in his bed, dead after a seizure. The medical examiner's office ruled it natural causes. But his mother can't shake the feeling that he'd still be alive if he had taken his medicine.
You know, with violence going on, I knew he would never be the one to get killed in the streets. I know things happen. Life is crazy like that. But for him to die, he should not be gone.
The St. Louis Department of Corrections oversees the city's jails, and a private company called Corizon Health provides medical care. A Corizon spokesperson said she could not discuss the case, citing patient privacy rights. St. Louis Corrections Commissioner Dale Glass also declined to discuss specific cases, but he says the idea that anyone has been denied medication in his jails is ridiculous.
There's no reason. Why would I deny them medication? We have it here. We pay for it. They have some rare medication. We have contracts. We can get it. There's no logical reason to deny a person medication.
He says the National Commission on Correctional Health Care regularly assesses St. Louis jails and certifies them.
It would not be possible for us to be accredited if we didn't give the medical treatment that was required for the individual and is standard practices. We would not be accredited.
About 1,000 people die in U.S. jails every year. Half of deaths are due to illness, according to federal statistics. According to city and county records, four inmates in St. Louis jails died in 2016, and six died in St. Louis County custody. Providing health care in jail is complicated. Bad food and unclean services can make chronic conditions worse. Patients may have incomplete medical histories and no recent doctor to contact. But Malik's family points out that he had served time before in the St. Louis jail system, and nurses gave him his medication then.
Let's go, Malik. Don't fall.
There's a pond.
You're not going to play.
A year after Malik's death, both kids are walking and learning how to talk. Jerlisha says his mother and cousin watch them when she's at work.
I manage. Sometimes I have to lock myself in a room and scream or cry or do whatever I want to do because I don't want her to see me cry. But I have my moments, but I got it. I think I got it.
She has to, because now she's on her own. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.